Become a podcast buddy now and get exclusive access to the new podcast episodes. You can find more information about this on my website schulzekopp.de.
David Martín ni se inmuta. Estaba a la derecha de Álvaro Granados en la pantalla superior izquierda de la pantalla.
No le toca de nuevo ya como Canela. Sigue Edu Lorrio. ¡Ya!
Casi 21 años después, desde el día exactamente 29 de julio de 2001, la selección española masculina de waterpolo vuelve a ser la mejor del mundo.
Welcome to this podcast.
Waterpolo Expert Talk. Get the insights. We are here to record and to provide you with the next episode of the podcast. And today I'm very honored and proud to have you, Eduardo, here on board for the next episode of the podcast. So thanks for joining today. And as usual, so it's up to you. So maybe to give the audience here, the listeners, a little short introduction of your person.
For me, it's an honor to be here, to be part of your podcast.
Maybe also for the people not really knowing about your person. So where are you living or coming from in Spain at the moment?
At this moment, Barcelona. Okay, I'm playing in for Sabadell, but I'm from Madrid. Came here to Barcelona 7 years ago after Rio Olympic Games. It was a big opportunity for me, a big Club de Natación Barcelona. I always living in Madrid for a small club, and in Barcelona there are many teams, more level to be competitive and to have more chances to and that's why I came here.
Yeah, so it's also, as you mentioned, the situation that maybe the center around Barcelona is really, let's say that there are so many clubs, playing water polo also on a, at least high level, from a European point of view. So maybe the situation of the Spanish league, so we have Sabadell, we have Barceloneta, this is really the known clubs also from the Champions League and also outside of Spain, but when you think about the actual situation of the Spanish league, what do you say, what level do the Spanish league at the moment have? So beside the two top clubs we already mentioned,
the more known club are Barcelona. Both teams are playing Champions League, but there are in the Spanish league, and 8 or 9 teams are from Barcelona. That's people in Spain is more concentrated in Barcelona. There Madrid, Real Canoe. There are other teams in Tenerife. There are some other parts of the south of Spain, but the water polo are cross, and you have to come here in this moment to part of the high level of the Spanish water polo.
So do you think also it's in this case an advantage that you do have all the clubs around Barcelona and you do not have to travel for an outside trip or an away trip then so much hours with a bus or train or whatever?
Yeah, in my opinion, it's not a good thing about the Spanish water polo league, because I prefer fly every week to other parts, to the water polo more divided around the Hispanic area, but Barcelona is the focus of water polo in Spain. To that's what I'm playing in the more professional area in Barcelona. Is here now. Barceloneta and Sabadell are in the top of Champions League, and I have to go now. It's more professional.
Yeah, and more professional maybe brings us back to the, let's say, initial point. Maybe to ask somebody who's really successful in a position as a goalkeeper, how do you start or how do you come in connection with water polo? So I can imagine in Spain it's much more easier to come in touch with water polo because of the history of the successful team or national team and so on, as in Germany or in other countries maybe. So how do you come in touch with water polo at the very beginning of your career?
First of all, I have to say that anyone fan of in the past water polo, not my dad, not my mom, not my big brother, started to practice water polo because I was swimming in a big swimming pool of Madrid, and some coach I was tall, I was thin, I was I have a physique to maybe to be a good goalkeeper. he looks me and say, "Do you want to practice water polo?" And say, "Okay, we will try." That's how I started to practice water polo. Since that day, I joined from my club, and I was there maybe till 25 years old. And mm-hmm. That's what
it's a long time.
I practice a long time. Maybe 13, 14 years in playing for Real Canoe in the young category, 5 years in the first team.
Okay. Yeah. So are there any moments in the past where you think, okay, why I choose this position of a goalie, or was it never in your mind saying, okay, maybe somewhere in the field would be better, maybe?
No. It was directly to the goalie. Which told me, you have to be goalkeeper. You can be a good goalkeeper. I'm ready to be goalkeeper, and we will try. And
he
choose the good option.
Good. So, are there any, let's say, special things or which has to be there, or young kids or kids have to bring to the water polo saying, okay, I would like to be also a goalkeeper? Are there any special things you should say, or you would say that young kids should have this specific skill from the very beginning?
My opinion, I think when you are very, very kid, to practice all positions, you know, because in the beginning of the water polo experience or your water polo life, you have to practice all polo. You practice water polo to be happy, not to be professional. But as the water polo coaches say to some players, have to be a goalkeeper, or player, or center. For me, center is a specific centers who you can look his physique. The kids are very very small, and have tall kids, thin kids, and the big ones are the top players of the teams. No, it's an important decision. But you have to wait to be patient. Maybe 10, 11 years old, you can decide whatever you want.
Yeah, so I think also that at the beginning, when people or kids coming to or in touch with water polo, saying, okay, it's not really about the position, so that we have necessarily find a position for you and you and you. So because it should have, they should have fun at the very beginning, saying, okay, go play water polo, don't think about the result at the end or whatever, how many goals you score or as a goalkeeper, maybe you receive so many goals. Yeah, so it doesn't matter at the end. It should have really the fun point of view in the target at the very beginning. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. When you are very, very young, you only practice water polo or other sports to stay with your friends, to enjoy with your friends, with your or something like that. But the competition when you are growing up, competition divides you, depends your physique. If you are like this tall or big, you are center or you are goalkeeper or you swim up. Yeah. A lot, you can be player.
Yeah, so it also depends, yeah, what you're saying is, if I understand it correctly, that also the development of a body maybe brings you in the right position. Yeah, so so people or kids are growing differently, yeah, saying at the beginning maybe this kid is let's say a goalkeeper and ends up where as a center or a center defender or whatever because of the development of a body.
Till 10 or 11 years old, the all players have been in all positions, but I think there are the goalkeepers are the most important part of the teams, and you have the coaches have to be focused in the right way, you know, because is the most important, the centers and the goalkeepers. There are not too many in Spain that be professional or a good centers or to arrive to the first team of the national team. And I think the coaches are focused here in Spain to the young categories, the best goalkeeper or the best center.
Yeah, so I think in this case, maybe all the other countries are in quite the same situation, that there are not so many players, kids able to reach the national team or also the first team of a club, then in this critical positions or very important positions, yeah, center defender and a goalkeeper. So there are not so many of us, of you, maybe not of us, of you.
And in specifically with the centers, I think is because here in Spain, all physics in the 90% of the physics are not so high, you know, comparing with Hungarians. So comparing with Germany or Asia, Serbian, and when some kids, some is very big, is very tall, is very quite in the team of like a center, immediately the coach you are a center, you have to be center.
Yeah, so because you're the tallest in the team, maybe.
You
mentioned that really the trainer or your coach or the first coach at the very beginning, say, or your first goalkeeper coach, or when you first play goalkeeper, says, okay, you have to be a goalkeeper at the end because based on your body and all the other aspects, are there any players or also goalkeepers you say, okay, this is somehow a person I would look up to, or a goalkeeper where I say, okay, this is a person or a goalkeeper I would like to act like him during my game. Are there any other goalkeepers you have a look on and try to learn from them? Also, maybe this has to be changed from the very beginning as a kid, maybe, and then right now during your professional career.
In this, it's very important to say you that when you are 12, 13, you have in Spain, you have the opportunity to be part of a specific center or a specific technical center, train with a lot of goalies like Madrid. There was 5 or 6 goalkeepers like me from my age in the same center, in the same training camp, you know, so you can study in this center. And from the best part of my career when I was young, you can share too many specific concepts with your teammates. And there are too many to teach you to show you how you have to blow, how you have to move in the water. And for me, it's one of the most valuable areas of the Spanish water polo, because when you are 12 or 13 years old, you can be part of this center and kids in Spain to go there and to practice with all players like you and the best coaches of Spain.
Yeah, so which is especially maybe then the right moment at this age, yeah, to say, okay, we bring all the potential goalie or good goalkeepers together and give them the opportunity, the chance to really work together, work with the,
yeah,
maybe also with the best goal coaches then, yeah, or best coaches at all.
Yeah.
Just to give you in this moment of this, or in the right situation where you think, okay, maybe I concentrate on water polo, or I concentrate on the school, on studying or whatever. So maybe this is, yeah, also a critical age, yeah, saying, okay, do I have to,
yes,
put more energy in the water polo progress, or should I bring the progress, maybe the concentration in other areas, yeah, like school or study or something?
In Barcelona, this center are trained. Len Pilalkov is the second coach of the national team. It's example to understand how it's going to for the players, and I think it's incredible. Cannot go to this center because you have to give to present and if you have a good level or the enough level to be part of this center, you but if you are in, if you get to go in, you have many chances to be a good center, a good player, because you are trained in Spain.
Yeah, and I think this is maybe something differently, yeah, so that we do not have maybe this kind of center, or also progress or target thing here in Germany, yeah, so maybe this is something we can learn then from other countries, because we do not have maybe this in this target at the end. Yeah, do you think the role of the goalkeeper has changed over the last years? So like in soccer or football, yeah, so the role and the active game strategy from a goalkeeper has changed. Do you think also for water polo goalkeepers, the game has somehow changed, or is it somehow still the same with the, yeah, some little minor changes?
Yes, I think the role of the goalkeeper changed during the past. I think in the past the goalkeeper has to block to save the shoots, and that's it. Actually, the goalkeeper has to, for example, has to think about for which side I have, because maybe your team play some specific counterattack and you are the most important is from you. For example, now I am a goalkeeper, for example, that helped too much for the centers back. So, I play, for example, in 2 meters, 2 meters and a half to help the center in the goalie to save balls, areas of the game. And I think the role of them too much in the last years.
Then it's not. I think the essential thing is that we can say, or that you say, okay, the goalkeeper is not only there to block shots, yeah, to make it not possible for the offensive player to score a goal, but it's only the first person who initiate a counter. Yeah, so to initiate the next counter attack from your team, because you are the first person who give the pass to the next person in the water. So and this is then definitely a change in the strategy.
Yeah, for example, you can attack 7 against 6 with the goalkeeper, and too many matches during the win or loss or draw because the goalkeeper score a ball or goalkeeper attacks and the team score a goal because you are a man up. There are too many that the goalkeeper has to be part of the game, and I like so much.
I think this is also a point which I heard so many times also from other goalkeepers, that they are love to be more involved in the game. Yeah, so it's as you say, not only the fact that I have to block the ball and the shoot, because I'm really actively involved in the game. Yeah, so and this is something when I understand you correctly, exactly the point you mentioned. Yeah, that you love to be active involved in the game.
Yeah. But for sure, the most important thing of the goalkeeper is always block the ball. For sure. You can see the Champions League, the goalkeeper finish the game with a 60 of the saves. Probably, and his team won the match. Yesterday, for example, Dobodanov, the goal, played an incredible match against Olympiakos, and Ranitsky can draw again. This is the most important thing, and the main job for the goalkeeper is saving balls, but and we can do during the match, and it's very important that the goalkeeper can be part of other areas of the game.